Good morning, everybody, or good afternoon for some of you out there, or good evening, whatever. Today is program or recording number 6. Today we are Sunday, January 12, 2014. Welcome once again to Missionary Enterprises or Missionary Aid International on YouTube. Once again, my name is Pierre Roussel for you, or just maybe tuning in for the first time. Today we're going to do things a little bit different. Obviously, you can tell I've got some extra flags. God really blessed me yesterday, and we got this is, if anybody didn't know, this is John, the bust of John Wesley, and we got the headphones on there today. I think it's hilarious, and it's very telling for the message that I'll be sharing today. It's not really a teaching. There's always teaching involved in what I do because I'm a teacher. But it's a little bit of an exhortation. But also, I'm going to start a teaching series called Your Inoculation Against Deception. Now, about a week ago, the thought came to me, and I know the Lord gave it to me, that He wanted me to start teaching on what I'm going to teach today and not wait 2-3 months down the road concerning mind renewal. Because I felt like the Lord saying, my people need to do this. They need to hear what you've been doing. And of course, there's other people doing it, but not enough. And he said, I want you, it's a word, sometimes it's a thought. But I just know a lot of times God will just give me a thought and there's words behind that thought. And of course, my mind is being much more renewed to His word and all that. And my soul, my sense man is picking up more and more the mind of Christ, that's the Holy Spirit's operation, because he's the another paracletos, right? So he's the same. I mean, the Holy Spirit and Jesus, they have two different personalities in the sense they're two different persons. But the Holy Spirit, He thinks just like Jesus, praise God. And He just thinks just like the Father, and they all think alike. They're very like-minded. So it's time the church to get like-minded with its head, and we're going to be doing a lot of teaching on that down the road. But the Holy Spirit gives you thoughts, or gives you words, but gives you thoughts, and these thoughts He wants to transfer them or convey them into your soul so that you can pick them up. And the more your mind is renewed to His word and to the way He thinks, your soul just picks things up. I mean, God gave me a word yesterday that really encouraged me, and I don't have time to get into it right now because I want to give my full half hour to this, what I'm going to be sharing today, to really encourage the body of Christ. So the teaching series is going to be a series, meaning there's going to be more than one part. It's going to be many parts, and we're going to cover so much on this. I'm really excited. Because it's really, it has set me free from a lot of things as a believer. And we're supposed to walk in freedom. The truth will make you free. And there's so much of this. And so this part one here, we call it, would be of this series. There's going to be a lot of subtitles to different parts. You can't get away from that. I mean, there's just so much to teaching, even with a title. There's always little subtitles that go to it to clarify or to put emphasis on what we're going to be teaching on that day. And like I said, this is going to be called the whole overall teaching, or the series of this teaching will be called Your Inoculation Against Deception. And I don't have time to get into the definitions of the word inoculation right now. We'll cover all that next week. And I'm not going to leave any stones unleft unturned. And I'm going to try to stay away from as many rabbit trails as possible, because I'll have more notes in front of me and things like that. The term inoculation against deception, I heard this from Dave Robeson years ago, back in, I'd say, 2007, 2008, when I started listening to his ministry and to his doctrine and stuff like that. And I personally believe, I think he even teaches on that, that actually the Lord gave it to him, the term, the statement or the terminology, your inoculation against deception. But anyhow, that's why I said, I mention names, I give credit where it's due and stuff like that. And the Lord, 2 nights ago, I'm watching a program, and it's a good program. I'm not going to say what it was, but I don't watch a lot of TV. I do a lot of taping though. And I keep a lot of stuff in my, for my archives and stuff like, especially documentaries and things like that. But this guy was talking about certain things. It wasn't even a Christian program, but they do have a lot of Christian nuances on this TV network. And he had just said something, and I remember where I was, and I'll tell you, the Lord just gave me that phrase, your inoculation against the Satan. And from there, I started writing for, I don't know, I would say almost 2 hours. Writing down what was coming to me. And of course, I'm used to that now. I mean, he's been teaching me stuff for years concerning my calling and stuff like that. And I've given myself over to that calling, to that part of the calling, the gift or the giftings that are part of the calling that will bring the calling out. And I just know the way he teaches me. Of course, I'm not 100% at it, but I've learned a lot over the years. Then when I get things like that override what my mind is thinking at the time, I just know it's a God moment. And of course, it lines up with the word. It lines up with my calling. It lines up with other words that God has given me, whether it's Rhema's prophecies, other teachings. It just all lines up. It's not scattered. It all lines up to build faith and to build the conviction and assurance and confidence in your calling, in your giftings. Because God wants us to walk in great assurance and great confidence, not cockiness, not arrogance, but confidence in our calling. And I doubted my calling for years because of the enemy and because of I was not being edified and affirmed in overall in the church. And that's a whole different story. So anyhow, your inoculation against deception. So what's this headphone all about? Well, this is what happened. Even before 2007, but 2007 for me was my reality check. That was my basically rude awakening to a lot of things. Even though, you know, I've done pretty good before that. But the Lord really began to deal with me about putting his word on a recorder. So in front of me, I've got, of course, the headphones. I got all kinds of headphones. These are the same ones. I mean, I've got other ones here. I got black ones. I like the louder ones, the one with more decibels in it. So you don't have to turn the volume as loud. And of course, it's clear and stuff like that. And of course, we got earbuds. The cheap ones are, I got rid of all of them. I want to get the really expensive ones. They're probably about $100 to $200. They're loud. And because you want to hear the word. Because one of the things I noticed when I started listening to the word on a recorder with the headphones and while I'm, you know, doing other things, bike riding on the trails, doing, you know, washing dishes, preparing supper, whatever, when I'm not fasting, or even while I'm praying in tongues, you know, I my mind wandered a lot. So it's good to have it a little bit extra louder to keep your mind focused on that. But even at the same time, you got to watch it because your mind will wander because of the strongholds. But the Lord began to deal with me about putting his word on a recorder. And of course, I got the idea. Ultimately, I got the idea from Dave. But you know how God will use a really good preacher, a really good teaching, and God will just start custom tailoring it for you. He'll custom fit it for you. And so the Lord got on me concerning putting, as Dave was teaching, and he still teaches to this day, and this all fits all part of your inoculation against deception, putting whole chapters and whole letters or epistles or gospels and not just isolated verses. Because that's where we get into problems. When you start teaching the word out of context, when you start teaching on one or two verses, and you make it say things that God never meant it to say. And like Dave says, you know, okay, that's what it says, but what does it mean? And when I started hearing this, I'm going, oh my God, I've never heard this before. And it really, it was huge for me. And I've been on it ever since. And even in my trip to the Congo in Europe, I mean, they took pictures of me. And I got my headphones around in the airport. I had my headphones. And on the planes, I had the headphones on. I had my little recorder with me. I'm listening to the word as much as I can, 7 days a week. And that's all I do. Praying in tongues, unless I'm out doing stuff, you know. And so I just want to cover a little bit. Today, of course, you know, I was even using cassette players, little cassette players, just a few years ago. But the Lord started to deal with me about getting little these digital recorders. for even my journaling. Here's just one of them. I'll show you all of them here. And there's, of course, there's a lot more. And the company is not really that important. It just get a good quality one. And I was using little mini cassettes at one time, because I use them when I play music to put melodies down when I get a thought and stuff like that. So I started using that to have it with me. So when God would speak to me, I could right away verbatim. I would put it back on my mini recorder. And then down the road, I would just write it out in my journal and things like that. And then eventually, I began to use these little mini digital recorders to put the word on. Now, this is my first one I ever bought. And of course, this is one that I'm using right now, like I'm using these days. Here's another one that I use. I got a couple other ones here. This is one of the newest ones. It's a slimline. That's a beauty. And these are great. A lot of these are stereo. And I bought this one here. This is a little bit bigger. This is my Zoom. But the thing is, what you can do with this, you can make your own CDs and stuff like that. I don't use CDs because I walk around a lot. But I may down the road make some CDs. But what I ended up doing, this is the point of doing all this here. What I end up doing is like Dave said, what the Lord told Dave to do, put whole letters on. Start meditating whole letters and not just verses. And even if it's not a whole letter, at least the whole chapter in which you want to get that revelation of that one or two verses, because those verses are fit in with a whole letter with like 10, 20 verses before and after. And of course, that chapter itself is in a form of a whole letter. Meaning other chapters. And that's like Ephesians 6 chapters, Colossians 4 chapters, Philippians 4 chapters, you know, Galatians 6 chapters. But even that chapter itself, God gave that chapter in the context of a whole letter. So he starts teaching on this stuff, and I'm going, I never heard this before. And this makes so much sense to me, because I used to be one of those guys who was all over the place, a verse here, a verse there, doing, you know, cross references, studying and stuff like that, and I believe in all that. You know, that's very important. But I started hearing teachings on, people would teach on isolated verses. And my goodness, I mean, I started seeing, it's like that verse, if you fit it in with the context, that's not what that verse is saying. And I'm not even going to get into that right now specifically, because we've been lied to a lot in the church, in many areas, by teaching the word in that way, in that manner. And it's wrong. It's very wrong. And that's part of my calling, is to line the word, to line the church up with the word in its context, in proper interpretation. So, like I said, I started buying these little digital recorders. And sometimes, you know, you just got to go out and buy one, no matter what the cost is. And what I did down the road, and these are just little hints I want to give you guys to encourage you guys. I did down the road is I started watching the little flyers we get in our newspapers and things like that. And I started just watching for sales. But I already had one. I needed to get one. I needed to get this on this right away. And that's why we're doing this teaching today. So you can get on this right away. Right away. As soon as you turn me off, and even if you turn me off right now, I don't care. Get on this right away, because this will save you a lot of heartache. This will save you a lot of frustration, a lot of years of frustration in trying to understand the Word of God. So anyhow, I started finding flyers and this and that, and I started seeing the sales. Then I would go up, because sometimes, I mean, this little guy right here, I bought this guy a year ago, and this one is worth almost $200. And I waited for Boxing Day, and actually I was going to go buy it at the regular price, and I went to a place here in Oshawa, and I picked it up for $50 cheaper. Hey, $50, $50. By the end of the year, I'll tell you, I got most of these on sale. And by the end of the year, you know what? I got myself a free one, basically. And I like backups, and I like different styles. You know, they basically all do the same thing. But I just like different styles, and me, when I get onto something, I get onto something. I exhaust it. So what I started doing, Actually, God got me really onto this through Dave's teachings. But I started putting down Ephesians on the digital recorders. Well, the cassettes at the time, but the Lord got me to get these. So I started putting Ephesians, the six chapters, not just one chapter, the six chapters. And what I did with Ephesians, with Colossians, with Philippians and Galatians. And, I mean, I'm planning on doing them all, but all the epistles. But those are the four big ones for me, and not just for me, for the church, because they have more reference to who we are in Christ than any other epistles overall. The little term, in Christ, or in Him, or through Him, different things like that. So I started putting those letters, and what I did is I didn't just use one translation, because I'm Mr. Greek Hebrew. You know, I love the original languages, and I love different translations. A lot of them are not the best, but you can still, you know, if you start knowing your Greek and your Hebrew and stuff like that, you can pull things out. And so I started putting like six different translations just for Ephesians. And that's time consuming. That's time consuming, but it's good. You know, some translations I would stay away from, and I don't really want to get into that right now. But and what I really enjoy, I know we have iBibles and stuff like that, and they're good. They're good. I don't have one right now. I want to get one. I want to get a good one. You know, but what I find with those, a lot of them have music in the background, and to me it's a distraction from the Word in order to assimilate the Word, which goes back to your inoculation against deception. And also, what I like about putting, you know, you using these little digital recorders to put the Word on is also you're hearing your own voice. That's very important. It really is. Because your soul is used to hearing your own voice. And overall, your soul will pick up your voice more than easily, much more easier than any other voice out there. You know? So that's another plus. But also, what I find with a lot of these iBibles and things that are pre-recorded is that they're really fast. And what I've learned is with these, and sometimes you go through trial and error and you got to do it all over again, but you know what? Who cares? I mean, you know, you want to come to the place you're doing it right, but you know, you're in the Word. You know, you're going through Ephesians like six times, six different translations. But what I found is that I can slow down the pace. I can slow it right down to where I can actually really, if I pay attention properly to the Word, I can really catch every word that is being said by my voice concerning that chapter in that epistle. So these are all big benefits that come with getting your own digital recorders, putting the Word on, your own voice, different translations, good translations, even some of these other translations that we have there that are really rooted in the Greek. Now, some Greek texts are not the best as others, unfortunately, and we're gonna look at that down the road. I don't want to get into that. I'm gonna try to keep this teaching kind of short today. But this has really helped me a lot in sowing the Word, meditating the Word day and night, which is all part of your inoculation against deception. Also, what I started doing is I remember the day when the Lord, actually, before I get into this, I was sitting in my chair upstairs, actually this rocking chair, I had it upstairs, and I was actually in the Word, listening to the Word, and I teach this also in context with speaking in tongues. Because you can listen to the Word, and you can speak in tongues at the same time, if you're not too caught up with what you're saying out of your mouth. Because if you do, then you'll miss out what's coming in through the headphones in your ears. But that took some time to adjust. But you know, ultimately, it worked out really good. So you can do two things at one time: is listen to the Word and while praying in tongues, or listen to the Word and doing your dishes and stuff like that. If those who don't have the gift of tongues yet, but I encourage you to believe God for them, because He'll give them to you as soon as you believe, in the true sense of the word, believe. And but something else that the Lord did for me in 2007, I believe, or 2008, was while I was doing this, and I'm going to talk about this way down the road, is the Lord began to teach me that I need to put the word, not just in the Bible, but I mean, get the word printed out in a bigger point form or a bigger font so that I can follow more easily what I'm hearing with my eyes while I'm listening to the word and even while I am speaking in tongues under my breath. So it doesn't become a distraction to my ears. And like I said before, don't put the volume too loud either, you know, but have it well adjusted, get good headphones, record it good, you know, record as loud as possible, you know. But I started doing that. I started having, like, let's say Ephesians. I had the New King James. I had the King James. I had the Amplified. I had different, I got other translations like Weymouth, different things like that. So I put like 5-6 different translations. And even French, because I'm French, I started putting the word inside of me in French while all praying in tongues. And I'll tell you, it really began to be exciting. It really did. It really added a lot. And what you're doing in all of that is that you're building the imagery of the Word of God as a seed. You're building the imagery of not just single verses. You're building the imagery of the chapter. You're building the imagery of the whole letter. Now, if that is not getting you excited right now, there's something wrong with you. Because the minute I heard that from Dave, I got really, 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 really excited. Because I was already on a huge journey, a huge pursuit, which demands persistency, great persistency. Because the enemy's going to come against you concerning the word of truth. Because that's what it says there, Mark 4:17. Persecution, troubles, different translations, arise, comes into existence, genomei, on account of what? Of the word. And I remember I was sitting on the couch there one day, and it was one of those days, it was one of my fasting days, and the Lord brought that verse to me, and he said, on account of the sown word, or sowing the word, because the whole context of Mark 4:17 is sowing the word. So when you start sowing the word, which is what I'm talking about right now, which is part of mind renewal, part of building faith, which is all summed up in your inoculation against deception, you are going to have things arising in your life that's just going to come out of the blue. And you better discern it. Because if it takes you out of the word, then guaranteed it's not God and it's the devil. That's just the way it is. He does not want this word to get inside of you, because the word outside of you will do nothing for you. It won't do nothing. It's when the word gets inside of you, that's where the change begins to happen in you first, and then God has more freedom to start working through you, because the Holy Spirit, as much as God as he is, and I know this is gonna upset some of you guys out there that are so caught up in the sovereignty stuff, the Holy Spirit is very limited by what we believe or don't believe. And he's got to work through the soul. I've read books where they basically discard the soul. You believe that? I started doing a study on the soul, the mind, all these different English words, Greek words. And God, my goodness, God has so much to say about the soul, the psyche, and the intellect, the mind, the nous, the friend. These are all different Greek terms that we're going to get into down the road, you know. And it's need to be renewed, transformed, delivered, saved. I mean, my goodness, James 1:21, the engrafted word, the implanted word, which is able to save, sozo, deliver, transform, and so many things, your soul. So I began to do that. And I also, the Lord began to get on me, for my calling. He said, one day, he says, I want you to get your soul familiar with certain chapters. And for me at that time, and I do that with other things now, but at that time, and I want to go back to it down the road, at that time, it was 1 Corinthians 12, Romans 12, and Ephesians 4, because it has, those four chapters right there have much to do about the body of Christ, and unity in the body, and stuff like that, and how the body is supposed to all work together, and stuff like that. That's a big part of my calling, to really promote that in the body of Christ worldwide. So I started putting chapters on my digital recorders, on page, big print, bigger points, bigger fonts, and different translations, you know. So basically, we're coming to the end of our program today, which is, like I said, number six, part one of this series, Your Inoculation Against Deception. Just really want to encourage you, if you know where you are in different parts of the world, you know, we have pretty easy access to these low digital recorders. I really encourage you to start with some of these epistles and start, you know, even with one translation. Start with a good one. New King James is a better one. It's much better one because of the Greek text behind it, which is the majority text, which we're going to get into down the road also. The day that the Lord gave me the revelation that the majority text is the most accurate translation. It is not 100% accurate, but it's the most accurate. That's exactly what he told me. So we're going to get that down the road, because a lot of our translations today, versions, are not off of the majority text, unfortunately. And there are differences here and there. If you can, I've got the grace to pick those things out, and we're going to do a whole series on that too down the road. Got lots to teach. And so anyhow, I just want to leave it with that. Encourage you to get into the Word. There's freedom in the Word. And like I said, inoculation against deception, that means there's freedom from deception. Unfortunately, that's coming from a lot of TV programs, not just secular concerning religion, concerning Christianity, but even Christian TV. There's a lot of things there that's being said right now that these people would not be saying if this is what they were doing. And put all this in context also with fasting. Boy, I'll tell you, this is part of the five keys that Dave teaches, that the Lord gave him, and the Lord gave me, made it real to me, and I've been doing since 2007. So praise God for all this today. Thank you for your time. And like I always close up my teaching segments with that the grace of God, God's grace, God's supernatural creative abilities be with you all, my brothers and sisters. Wherever you are in the world, we're all one body in Christ. Amen.